This is VOA News. I'm Tommy Beatty. Funeral services Saturday for Iran's military chief and Iraqi military leaders drew tens of thousands to the streets of Baghdad. Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi joined marchers in a funeral procession, many of whom chanted slogans like "Death to America" and "America is a great Satan." After being transported Saturday to the Iranian province of Khuzestan, the body of General Qasem Soleimani, the leader of Iran's elite Quds force, is to be buried in his hometown of Kerman. Meanwhile, cybersecurity experts say, with Iran bent on revenge, a cyber attack is a non-military way to get back at the U.S., and it is something to worry about. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
From cyber attacks on our U.S. banks and other financial institutions to our infrastructure, Iran has done it before and will do it again, says cybersecurity expert Sandra Joyce of FireEye.
They need to attempt to create some symbolic or meaningful action as the revenge that they've been talking about, but it really needs to land short of provoking this full military response by the U.S.
She also says they may attack our elections with disinformation campaigns as they've done in the past.
In some cases, we've seen them actually impersonate political candidates.
I'm Julie Walker.
The United States has designated Asiyab al-Haq as a foreign terrorist organization, saying the Iraqi militias are a proxy for Iran. The U.S. State Department said that it was also sanctioning two of the group's leaders. Hundreds of U.S. soldiers have deployed from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, to Kuwait to serve as reinforcements in the Middle East amid the rising tensions following the U.S. killing of the top Iranian general. Lieutenant Colonel Mike Burns, a spokesman for the 82nd Airborne Division, told the Associated Press that